Why is mine so far away?
Well, that's because your phone is farther away. If you want it closer up, just pull it up. You have to untwist the...
Edward just says leaves, throw them out the window.
There we go.
Are we all set?
Your guys, this was just so close. I'm like, why do I have to show my whole body?
I feel like I should have went to the bathroom to make sure I had no bats in the cave before I...
Well, Josh, when you're the thin one out of the group, you have to show your body.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
One move for the first time.
I haven't watched any of the videos since we moved them a little closer, so do I look better than I did?
Not as good as you're going to look.
No comment. No comment. It's too early to be mean.
I don't think that's a thing with you guys. I don't think that's possible.
No, it's not. I'm meaner when I first wake up. Anti-Josh.
So, guys, we've received some postcards.
Yay!
To our
postal. I love them.
So, if you're joining us by video, I am showing you our little postcards. Now, this person sent us each a postcard, which is quite lovely.
Oh, thank you.
This one they sent to me. And isn't that just such a pretty little exterior?
Oh, that is.
They're all from Charleston, South Carolina.
I've never been to Charleston. We should go there sometime.
I have been. It is such pretty city. Mm. Yes. It's very historic. This one is for Josh.
Ooh.
Look at that pineapple fountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A pineapple fountain?
Yeah, it's very fancy. Pretty.
That's so pretty. We need to go there.
Yeah, that is really pretty.
And this one's for Kim.
It's sideways.
There you go.
It's a Kim's.
It's Kim's.
Ooh, mine's got all kinds of different things on it.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Charleston's popping.
They talk dirty to us?
No,
they
didn't.
Were very talkative.
Nothing, Josh.
Very talkative.
Absolutely nothing. We don't even know who sent it.
Yeah. I'd have to go through the Patreon supporters and.
Well, thank you, person. I'm assuming from Charleston, South Carolina.
No, see, I could have theorized that Kim actually sent these herself.
But the handwriting's too good.
No, it actually says, like, it's stamped. It was sent from Charleston.
Okay. So, don't send us fake.
So I'm assuming that Kim didn't drive all the way to Charleston one night.
I'm going to start doing that. Every time we go someplace, I'm going to send us a postcard home.
I think I have a half-naked man postcard at home somewhere I could send to somebody.
That tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Bought it at the adult store.
Now, don't forget, if you'd like to send us a postcard, which we would love to put a postcard up here in our bunker.
Where are we going
to
put them?
Well, what I thought is, like, we have wall space all around, so we're just going to start filling
up. Oh, yeah.
Some
make sure
space
it's
on our
going
wall.
The right direction.
Yeah.
This is why I decorated our bedroom growing up.
As long as you can put them anywhere you want to, except for that spot right there that I still need Josh to hang my wreath that I made.
Oh, yeah.
Look, guys, she's trying to.
She's take putting her work on to me.
Take over the bunker and dictate.
Just because she'll need a ladder to get up there.
Exactly. I'm not even real sure where that's at. I think the last time I seen it was
in the garage.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, if you guys need a reminder to send us a postcard, our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 690. Which is so easy to remember. 690.
Just think of me and... Right, 69.
Right.
These are actually the first ones that we got.
It is.
Even though you guys will be hearing this like a month from now.
And we can't even thank the person who sent it to us. I know.
Thank you, nameless person. Right.
We appreciate you.
And the city you'll send these to is Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
So those are the first ones we got.
Yeah.
And you know what else we got?
What?
Someone got a package.
Kim got a big old package. She went to the post office and got her a package.
I am so excited. So excited because it says Attention Producer Kim on it. So
it does.
I'm assuming that it might be mine. However, it might be for all of us.
You open it over there away from us.
I know. She brings a package into a bunker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a true crime mystery.
I don't know. Should I open it?
I guess. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you've been waiting this long.
If I see a puff of anything
I wanted to open it the second I walked into the door.
She like skipped down the stairs into the bunker today.
Yeah.
Guys,
I'm like, look what I got.
Well, when you're our age, anything good from the post office or mailbox, you know, oh, it's not a bill, thank God.
Josh, don't compare That's our exactly. age to Kim's age.
She's anything over 30 generations.
We all know that I'm much older than you guys.
She was there when Booth was killed in that barn.
Let's see if my scissors will open it. See, it's a nice box. Look at it right there. It nice says pickup. Attention
Cost $18.40
producer Kim.
To ship it. Good heavens.
I'm worth so much.
Y'all Somebody are giving must her too really big of a love head. Me. We know any big head on this podcast comes straight to me. DM me. You know, speaking of our P.O. Box 69, I think I might spend too much time at the adult store.
It's not 69. It's 690.
Oh, 690. Well, 69, it's in there. But I've developed quite a friendly repertoire with the lady who works at the adult store.
Really?
She gave me a... I didn't know they give... dancer discounts, and she gave me a dancer discount. I was like, what am I buying? Well, I know what I'm buying. That makes you think I'm a dancer at a club. Like, I was so complimented. I was like, oh, thank you so much for thinking someone would pay to watch me dance. Gosh.
That's funny.
So nice.
Okay. And if you would like to join Josh's OnlyFans today.
Ooh.
What is it, Kim? You're killing us.
There's a car.
Talk us through
to
it.
To executive producer, Kim.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord. You give her a title and you take it a mile.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Executive producer,
We're
going to
make
Kim.
Her janitor, Kim. You guys
no
just...
No kidding.
All right, let's see. Oh, it's a travel adapter.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
I was expecting like a travel accidentally crap yourself kit.
Well,
hey, this one's really cool. Oh, and wow. It's purple.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I bet it's all going to be purple to match my suitcase.
Gosh. Well, hot dog.
Oh my gosh, isn't
That's
that cool?
Yeah.
That's international.
That's an international, yeah. That has all the plugs for
awesome.
International plugs.
Look at all the little, I can wow. plug
so
everything
no matter
in
where
that.
You're at, you can still plug your that little vibrator in.
Isn't that cool?
That's go to crazy. Town. Okay. I'd be more excited, but it's not about me.
Yeah, the reason I know those plugs is because when I was over in England, yeah. I saw the different plugs, and like they look scary. Like
they
when
must
you see
know.
The little, like the three yeah. prong. I'm thinking like, what oh my God, why are they plugging in this hotel?
I know.
Brighten up your nighttime creativity.
Well, read it out loud, Kim. Lord.
Oh, she mumbling.
She act like she's not on a podcast
I know.
Right now.
Enjoy reading.
Paint a picture with
yes,
your words.
Please.
She's holding a box that says enjoy reading. Is it smut? Please let it be smut.
What's smut? Is
smut,
that dirty?
Yeah.
Smut? You don't know what smut
Those
is?
Those dirty romance novels that women
oh,
read.
My God.
Well,
I hope it's not
myself.
Has Santa Claus on it.
Hey, there's all kinds. I don't. We don't slop oh the stop or stop the slop. There we go.
Oh my gosh! It's a purple light.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Good. For all your crochet
all
needs,
your
yes,
traveling needs,
so that I can crochet in the dark in the car.
Is that one of those neck ones?
Yes.
Oh yes.
It is.
I think I know who
oh,
sent
man, that.
I think
look
she messaged
so much,
us.
That'll work so much better than the one I have.
Oh, yeah. It probably
you won't
fall.
Drop that one.
Yeah. 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 That one I won't be able to drop.
Did you get two?
Is that what's
Just in
the
case
other
you
one?
Lose one or it falls on the floor of the car and you can't reach it.
That sounds like a legit problem for Kim.
I don't like this.
Her little arms.
Okay,
look, it's Christmas
See, it says
in April.
Enjoy reading also.
Or May. Because people will get this in May.
Oh, yeah.
It is another one.
Ooh, it's
oh, that's
purple.
A nice collar, too.
Those are so cool. Oh, wait a minute. Is that what that is? Yeah. No?
Well, if that's a sex toy, yeah, Kim, then you're going to have a pleasant time.
I could make it work.
Dang it.
She just threw it away. She
I
just
didn't
threw
mean
it right
to.
In the trash, right in the trash can.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, look at it.
I'm grateful.
Oh my gosh. All of it's purple.
Her emergency BBGs
will fit right into that.
Somebody loves me. Wait a minute.
It's already unzipped.
That or you just complain so much on this podcast.
They felt
Everyone knows every bit about you.
Look at that. I can put my needles in
there. Or you could put those in it.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that. Well, you're I could do both.
Yeah.
I could put my needles in it and my lights.
Oh
my
Stretch it out.
Mm. I am so excited.
All this traveling.
And it's purple. It's all purple. Oh, it's so pretty.
It matches your purple cup right next to it.
I know. Look at that.
Not me just realizing purple's Kim's favorite color. See how much I listen.
Have you seen my new purple suitcase?
No. I can't remember. Oh, you might have showed me a picture. I don't...
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we've
Next week,
about
we're going to mention, Kim, do you like the color purple? Don't you be like... Kim, you like the color purple?
Is that your favorite color?
Girl, you like purple.
Like Barney.
You like purple, Kim.
Sorry, I needed a drink.
She thirsty.
Josh hanging around with his fish too long.
Got goldfish brain.
Right.
All right.
All right, what's your card say?
How did she know that my birthday was in a couple months?
I don't know. Did she? Is it a birthday card?
Thank you. No, it's
I mean,
thank
everybody's
you very
birthday
much
is in a couple months. Right.
To executive producer Kim for the nice things you do and the nice way you do them. Roses are red, cherries are two. You give so much, so here's a surprise for you.
Aww.
How sweet.
Well, thank you so much for sending this to Kim.
Yes, I love it.
Kim's friend in Chicago.
It could be that our one so Chicago nice friend that we hear from quite
yeah
frequently.
It must be.
It's her daughter.
No. Right. She's about not to be Chicago anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I'm so excited.
Kim won't have to go to Chicago anymore. No more boys town.
It's okay. I don't mind it.
I love Chicago, just not in the winter.
Boys Town.
It's where the fun is, baby. That's the gay
Boys
part.
Town.
Mm-hmm. It's what it's
I
called,
didn't
too.
Know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not called that because it's just a happy coincidence, but yeah. We know that how to pick it.
I guess.
So I went and asked some Patreon some questions. So in the next few episodes.
It was I was struggling.
I know.
You were like, I ask questions, don't look. And the first thing I did, I was like,
fingers twitching.
If he hadn't have said anything, because I usually get on and you know, to check to see if we have any new patrons so that I can keep our tally updated. Yeah. You know, right now we're at 9. We're at 9 right now.
Oh, it's blown up.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone was like, bing, ding, 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 ding.
Well, see,
ding,
I don't ding, get the, ding, ding, ding. I don't have the app. I use it through my work board.
She don't have the space on her phone on for my all phone. The games.
No, because I don't know the login and stuff to it. So if I put the actual app on my phone, I'd have to have him log into it because I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
The struggle.
So, I mean, since if I do it through my board, it automatically logs into it anyway. So I don't get the notifications.
Oh, I got
it. So I check it every now and then to see what we've gotten in, you know. And that's usually the last thing I do before I go to bed. And the first thing I do when I get up is check to see what all we've gotten and if anybody has come to join the crowd. And
you know, thank you, patrons, really for just giving Kim a purpose. Thank you for that.
It's very active. You know what?
It's very funny.
You guys laugh, but this poor old woman.
No, I was being serious. Kind of.
This poor old woman lives alone and she appreciates it all.
Sure.
Because no one on her Facebook gives two shits.
That's true. That's really true.
No, she changes that profile picture two times a week and not one like.
I do not do it that often.
So anyway, so I made a post on Patreon.
Okay.
With some questions that mm-hmm they can answer. And so for the next few episodes that we cover here on Mystery Inc., I will share some of their answers to these questions. So there is a variation of 5 different questions. And so I went through them, and I will just give out some of my favorite answers to these questions. So one of the questions I asked was, what is a good embarrassing moment that you had? And so this is one of my favorite answers.
Oh, boy.
So I have to also apologize that on Patreon, it allows our friends on there to have their own username.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's difficult to tell like how to pronounce the usernames because it meshes it all together.
Right.
So this person's name is, I think, Belladonic.
Okay. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. And like there's like two other words after that, but belladonic, I think, is how this one is going by. So belladonic says, when I was a kid, I was getting over a stomach bug, but I really wanted my friends to come over. So I insisted that I was better, and I can relate to that. We all
have
done that. While they were over, I suddenly felt the urge to go. So I tried to run to the toilet, but only made it as far as the bedroom door.
Ooh.
And I shat myself.
In front of all your friends.
I know. And somehow it squirted up my farm animal's wallpaper.
Oh, my God.
All over a cute pink piggy.
Oh, that poor piggy.
Then she said, in another incident, I was on a coach bus trip with my family and a bunch of other random people. I had to go to the bathroom.
On a bus.
Yeah, I know.
I've done that too.
And it was a little bathroom with a little toilet and a little sink. I must not have locked the door properly.
Oh, no.
Well, the bus jerked forward, and I went flying off that toilet, out the door.
Oh, my God.
With my knickers around my ankle, and everyone looking at me.
Not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Oh, my God.
It's a British person.
I know. Mm-hmm. My knickers.
My knickers.
Isn't that your favorite?
Yeah.
You just want to always say knickers. It. With my knickers.
Mm. I like that. I love how Southern people be like, my draws.
My draws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another question I asked was like, just, I want people to give us the best advice they've ever gotten.
Mm.
And this was just a quick best advice that I really liked. Our friend Kat said the best advice she ever received was, stop giving to people that only take from you.
And that I is really so true.
I really like that, which means, Kim, we can't be friends anymore. I'm you done heard with it. You.
Done with you.
I know Kat. Kat, she's one of our newest ones.
Yeah, I just messaged her on Instagram this morning. She sent me that crocheted penis cover that I sent you guys the other day.
Was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
She was afraid to offend me by sending me that picture. I was like, I stopped being offended years ago, honey. What's that?
I love when people think that we can be easily offended, especially because on here we talk about how we aren't going to be easily offended. So it's just funny when people are like, I hope we didn't offend
Never.
You. Nope. Not going to.
Yeah.
The only thing that honestly offends me is when someone looks straight at me in the face, me, and says, hey, dude. I never
clutch those
in
pearls.
My life. I'm like, I, sir, am a lady. Dude. I hate, like, it just cuts me to the core.
I had somebody message me yesterday. Because they had made a comment on Patreon, they were afraid that I was upset with them because I gave them a a rash of crap over it. And so he messaged me asking, are you mad? And I didn't mean to upset you, And I'm like, no, I was just treating you like I do the boys.
Right. Always read everything we write with a hint of sarcasm.
Oh, with a huge hint of sarcasm.
Well, what I think's funny is I think people don't think that. Like, what they get on the show is our real self.
Oh, what? And it is. Yeah, this is us.
Yeah,
this is us.
So, being a crime podcaster, as I am, I read through a lot of newspapers and stories about people who have died and who have been murdered and stuff.
He's real fun at parties.
I am. I am thrilling at parties. In fact, the other day, I was talking to someone, and this is going down a rabbit hole. And they were like, what I think, just most people don't realize is, and they were telling me what they think most people don't realize. And I was like, what I think most people don't realize is that, everyone has an autopsy. Everyone else in the room is like, what?
I thought they only did that if it was requested. I didn't know that they did it to everybody.
No, they will do it almost every single time.
I don't want one.
Yes. Oh, you will get one.
For some reason, I always thought, especially with older people.
The only time you will not, typically, and it can be different in different counties and jurisdictions, is if you die a very traumatic death in a hospital, like in a car accident or something, they may not do one if it's obvious mm-hmm. what killed you. But if they don't know the obvious answer, they need to find it so that they can put it on your death certificate. Oh. So they will go searching.
Hmm. You know what? I don't even
and you can,
know.
You can request to your family or on your will or whatever that you don't have one, but they're going to do it because it's required.
I know that my uncle has.
Look, we just went down a huge rabbit hole. Yeah. That's not even what I was going to talk about.
Right.
I forgot what we was even.
But anyway, I'm going to bring us realist right back in out of that.
Fun and parties.
That's why we call our Facebook group Shane Josh's Rabbit Hole.
Because it does not take much for us to go right back in.
But anyway, what I've realized reading through so many like random articles that I get wrapped into the rabbit hole into on these crime cases is all of the friends and family members of people who get killed, they always describe them as a certain way, right?
Quiet, never hurt nobody.
They'd always give the shirt off their back. And I'm thinking, you know, Kim ain't never going to get murdered.
No.
Kim is not ever going
to. All she did was take until she got took.
That is not true. Oh, my God. That is not true.
We're just pulling your leg.
Moral of the story, be the meanest person to everyone you can ever be. Because it just seems like all the nice people get killed.
I know. True. Only the good die young. Yeah, only the nice get kidnapped.
Like, seriously, if you watch the news, like the people that they, I don't know, like maybe just like the mean people don't get news coverage. I don't know what it is. But like if you watch the people's families on the news, always just like, they'd do anything for anyone. You know, they'll give the shirt off your back. And I'm just thinking, I need to be more mean. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stop returning people's text messages.
If I ever get taken, Shane, you guys better be honest. Be honest.
When
he didn't care for people that much, he's kept to himself, very isolated, introverted, right. And a little bit of a slut.
Little, be honest.
It's for the paper. All people read it.
When Amber passed away, I mean, I had so many people come up and say she was my best friend. She was my best friend.
I never heard of you.
I thought, my God, how many best friends does one person have? Right.
Well, depending on how popular you are.
You're ridiculous.
That's how it was when our uncle died. I had gone to his funeral, and there were so many people who had came up to me because they knew that I had lived with him for a while. And so all these people who knew him for so long would come up, and they were just like, man, he was such a major person in my life. And I thought, how many hundreds of people can you be major persons in your life?
I could not go to that funeral. I hate funerals in general and crowds of people, especially ones I don't know. And I know
something's going to fall.
I knew that was going to be the most crowded funeral I've ever seen in my entire life.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I need a Kleenex. My allergies are definitely bothering me today because my eyes are running.
I got mascara on. I can't be...
Do you need a Kleenex, Josh?
No. It's one of those things I have to ignore it or it'll come up.
Okay. I'm good now.
She just has a hoard over there. My stars.
This is the stuff that was in my...
No kidding. Look, was in my desk. Space is all nice and neat. Kim's just trash. No place else.
You know what? I could put that stuff in my locker in there. Most of that
That's
stuff...
That's not going to fit in your locker.
Yeah, well.
Spit on it a little. It'll fit
in there. It'll be fine. It's all the stuff that was in my desk in the office. In the old office.
You are so needy. Are you done wiping your eyes?
They itch so bad. It's ridiculous.
Are you taking allergy medicine?
Yes, I took allergy medicine. Apparently, I take it every morning.
Oh my gosh. Take an allergy pill. I've got allergy eye drops and the nose spray. That's just keeping it at bay.
Oh man, I just realized how dirty my glasses were.
Can we get back to the show?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Glad I woke up and put my makeup on to hear Kim.
No kidding.
Listen.
She's just so needy. It's like an old car always needing oil change.
Why I don't have kids. Oh.
Is that the reason, Josh?
Well, keep trying. Listen, I could very easily have children if I ever felt the need to go get drunk and have my first time with a woman.
Are you going to finish?
Are you going to let me?
I'm waiting.
I'm going to change the subject. Just because you're...
Where are we? Who
well,
are
I don't so even guys, know what we're doing mowing. Anymore.
I was mowing the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm has gonna... absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about.
I don't care.
I got to get your leaf blower.
Yeah, you do. I'm giving Josh a leaf blower.
Hey, you know we're on a time restraint here.
This is going to be my last subject.
Okay.
Okay. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's
if
okay.
If you would quit wiping your good. Eyes.
I can't help it.
And reaching for crap, if you would come in prepared, maybe we Listen. Could get some stuff done.
I'm going to go get a honey bun. I'll be back when y'all we'll still be
going. I'm get a little snack.
Listening to us bicker makes you hungry.
Everything does lately. I'm in heat. It's spring.
Oh, my gosh. The sun's shining. Anyway, so I was out mowing the other day. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if you guys do this or if I'm just a lunatic.
Probably.
So,
yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to say
thank
that.
You. See, guys, this is how they treat me.
Oh.
I'm your brother. I'm supposed to.
Hey, do you know what this is?
Your dick.
It's the world's smallest violin. Oh, oh. Playing My Heart Bleeds 2D Fruity for you.
I thought you were showing us your so technique.
Hilarious.
Just rub it between your fingers.
No. Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
See, this is why we can't do anything, Kim, because you won't shut up and let me talk. Okay, so here we go.
So anyway,
I was mowing. Mm-hmm. And I... Every once in a while, come across a hole in the yard. And I don't know what it is, but if I see a hole that could possibly be a snake hole.
Oh,
a
critter or something. Yeah.
I'm running. I don't run.
Even just the hole?
Yeah. If it looks like it could possibly fit a snake into it, I'm not getting near it.
Don't come to my house then.
So like if you go outside my house, you will see spots that I've weed eated. But then you'll see spots that are left bare because there was a hole. And I'm thinking, there could be a snake because there's a hole. And I'm thinking, nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but if you leave tall grass around it, that's just better mm-hmm. for the snake. They it's can true. Hide in an inch of grass. I hate snakes, so I know a mm-hmm. lot about them. Know your enemy.
Yeah, I hate snakes too.
I need a bomb. Yeah. I should be like grandma.
Don't blow the bunker up.
Get like a gun or something.
Grandma pour gas it. Down mm-hmm. in there and catch it on fire.
I know. That's not a bad idea.
Do you do what I do when you're mowing and you sneak see one?
Put my legs up.
Well, and keep going.
And run over it. I'll chase that sucker all over the yard to try to run over it.
If yeah. not, I'll go in oh your my house. God,
it scares the crap oh. out of me.
Yeah, I don't like snakes.
Yeah, I don't either.
Scary. Especially a lot of the snakes in your yard, they're eating frogs, and I like my frogs. I like going out at night and hearing the little crickets and chirps and stuff.
See, I've not seen a snake in my yard yet, but I've seen like
you're not looking hard enough.
I don't shut
I up. Haven't because when I mowed for them last year, I like that's all I do when I mow is constant lookout, like anything so slithering
I.
away.
I'm like, is it moving? Is it moving?
I'm exhausted when I get done because, you know, the whole time you're like, oh, now I can relax.
Right.
My shoulders are in my ears waiting for a snake.
No, I'm not quite that extreme. I really don't usually look for them. The only time I see them is if they like really
well, in my stand head, out. Even though I'm on a rider mower, in my head, a snake, if I see it, it has the ability to just fly up at my face from 20 feet away.
Well, they're just scary because they don't have legs and they move so quick.
I don't even like worms. Like I go fishing, but I'll use like pliers to put my worms on. It's just anything that crawls around.
See, around. I don't mind the worms. Oh. I'll put your worm on all day long as you'll take my fish off because I don't do the fish.
I'll play with your fish a little.
We need to go fishing. That would be fun.
Yeah, we could do a little picture thing.
I can't imagine.
I'll go fishing, but I'm not going to fish.
Or Shane fishing.
I'll hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your chair, your hat. I always bring snacks.
Yeah, I have a nice old beach hat.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to get me a new pole. I sent my poles home just with somebody to fix for me, and I never got them back.
I have
Kim's going to go work the pole, guys.
Got that pole.
I got to work the pole to get a pole, so.
I've got a heavy-duty one for catfishing and bass, and then I have a smaller one for bluegill and smaller fish. Although, I've only caught a big fish on my small pole, so make it make sense.
Is there a good place right around here somewhere?
There's lots of places. Mm-hmm. We live right between two big reservoirs. Mm-hmm. And I go out in my little homosexual outfit with my big old sun hat and my sunscreen. And I get it. It is so funny. I literally, when I set up, I laugh because all there is me and then old retired white men and other men my age without jobs, I've noticed, that go fishing. And I'm just sitting there. I have my earphones in. I'm sitting like, you know, Lady Gaga. I'm beautiful in my way.
Now, see, if that was, if Kim was out there, she'd have her headphones in and you'd hear, and then he murdered all of them.
And then he killed them.
Why? No. He butchered all of them.
I wouldn't have my headphones in. Number one, I don't really listen to podcasts anymore.
Since you work on them?
Since I work on them, yes. Welcome because to the dark I have side. To listen. I mean, we have, what, 10?
Yeah.
So I have to listen to all of them mm-hmm. when we, you know, to make sure there's nothing wrong with them when I post them and stuff.
Right.
So that really curbs me wanting to sit down and really and listen to one. So I don't really listen right. to them anymore, except for their ours.
I'm going
to
go get my fishing license after we're done today because I see the sunshine and I'm like, it'd be a good day to go fishing.
It's chilly.
It's so much fun. Although it, and it's funny too when they, you know, they'll see me and assume I'm a heterosexual male.
Please.
Fools. And they're like, how's it going now, buddy? I'm like, it's grand. How are you today?
I don't know how anybody could.
And how every hot minute, man. Some heterosexual man just assumes. Mm-hmm. I think it's my height. They're like, sure, I've never seen one that big. God.
They don't make them around here like that.
I love it, though, because I can tell that when I intimidate a straight man, because, you know, most of them that are intimidated by me are very short, bless their hearts, and they're just like, I'd rule the world if I was 6'3". You're down on your knees.
All right, so Kim, are you going to give us your mystery today?
What was the whole point of you reading about autopsies? Oh, yeah. Was there not like an ending to that story?
That was just autopsies. A joke. He talked about it at...
No, I was in a rabbit hole. I told you.
Oh.
Or she can't follow
okay,
it.
Okay, so Kim can't even fall
down
today.
A hole.
You need to wipe your eye a little
She grabbing
more.
Her scissors oh, for man. Her ears.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with 2 young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Papers.
That is the, like, your messy desk is stressing me out.
No kidding.
I can't stand clutter. I can't stand it.
I'll just as soon as we get done with this, I'll clean it all up.
While you're talking,
I'm go right ahead. So now I'm going to sit here and look at the mess that I made. All right.
She's receiving packages, Josh. Leave her alone.
I love receiving packages.
Me too.
So
girl.
Much fun. All right. So during the summer months, hundreds of divers go diving at. Now, these, I told Shane last night when I was looking at this, there's a few things in here that I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm going to say it and hope for the best.
Close your eyes and point.
Just dive right in.
Unagi Island in Okinawa, Japan.
Yeah. Unagi.
And that's right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look at that. I'm good. So that these divers, they go and they're looking for hammerhead sharks.
Oh, yeah.
They're very native to that region. And during the summer months, people like to go and
warm, shallow water is good for breeding.
Yeah. Right. Why anybody would want to go look at sharks?
Right.
Hammerheads get huge.
Yeah. I'd be afraid that I would get chomped.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody want that, girl.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Right. So back in 1986, a man named, oh, look at that. I put name twice instead of a man.
A name.
You can definitely tell how late it was when I was doing this last night. So a man named Kahanero.
Good heavens.
Air Attack. Here, you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you pick people in Kansas to cover?
Right? Yeah. Kihachiro Aratak. Okay.
You nailed it, Josh.
What he said.
My nephew watches anime.
Okay, so we're
get
just...
Get it? It was Hammerhead Shark.
Anytime I put in here this guy's name, I'm just going to say...
I know.
Anytime I put the guy's name in here, I'm just going to say what Josh said.
Okay. Copy pasted in the edit.
They just refer back to Josh.
That's funny. All right, so in 86, what Josh said was doing just that. He went for a dive.
You know, this reminds me of Maya. She once was with a man who we couldn't pronounce his name.
Oh, yes.
So she is, of course, Norwegian. And so we couldn't say his name. So instead, we would just call him Tony.
Tony. Mm-hmm.
So for many years, we just called him Tony.
Hey, Tony.
And so to this day, I don't remember what his real name was.
See, that's funny because I do.
What was it?
Ulf.
Ulf. Ulf. That's right. Ulf.
You guys couldn't pronounce. You guys couldn't say Ulf.
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 It was Ulf.
Oof.
No. It was Ulf.
Oof. I don't know.
No, they're you.
He was the one that couldn't.
With a yeah. U on it.
He was the and one that was.
No, for a long time, like I couldn't hear. Like, well, the word that she was saying is like oof, oof, and I was like elf.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
Oof.
Yes, oof.
He would and get just like, frustrated and was like,
okay,
Tony.
Tony.
So it was okay, Tony.
Yeah, so it was Tony.
Yeah, it was Tony.
I just referred to him as Tony. Yeah.
Maybe I should just call this guy Tony.
How about if you just can't pronounce someone's name, try it the first time, then call him Tony.
I'm just going to call this guy Tony.
Okay.
Because then. I tried it once and it didn't work.
Yeah. Tony.
All right. So back in 1986, Tony was doing that. He was went diving so he could go look at hammerhead sharks. Now, while diving, he came across a strange structure that looked like it didn't belong on the ocean floor. It had a bunch of layers in it, and it had what looked like steps in it. The top was flat, and it looked like it was pretty smooth. It had clean edges and like 90-degree corners on it. It was 165 feet long, 65 feet wide, and covered 45,000 square meters.
Good Lord.
Which is like 484,375 feet.
Tiny.
If I Googled that right. I'm not saying I Googled that right.
We'll just say a football field size.
It was big.
Kim, give us that in feet. That helps us.
Hey, well, it's better than meters because we don't go by metric.
Well, the rest of the world does, and we have a lot of other listeners.
That's
out
why
in the rest
I put
of the
both
world.
In there. Yeah, I was going to take it out, and I'm like, nah, we have people in
the
UK.
The problem about giving something in feet, if you don't give like the relative size, like a football field or half a football field or whatever, is like it's like if a GPS is like turn in 1,000 feet, I'm like, okay,
how much is 1,000 feet?
Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my god. I know how big a foot is, but how much is 1,000 of them?
Right.
How far is my turn? I don't know how much 1,000 is. So how much did you say? How much feet?
Feet, 484,375.
I have no idea how big that is.
It's big.
I assume it's huge.
It's very big. It was very big.
Yeah, see, what you need to do is just tell us in football fields.
In football fields? Okay. Yeah. Next time I will Google how big
although,
is a football field.
Yeah, although I don't know. I don't watch football.
I don't know how big it is. I know it's big.
I know how big a football field is. Right. Because I've seen football. I've been to a concert.
I've driven by.
It's big.
Yeah. It's a big.
It's a big.
It's a big.
Thick.
Have you been to a football? Oh, I forgot. We went to a Colts game once.
You roped me in to a Colts
game. What a nightmare.
I know.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan. I enjoyed every minute of it, except for the drunk guys beside me.
Oh, yeah. They have good snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Mm, yeah.
If you're there.
Hot dog.
They're expensive, but go ahead
I'd enjoy all the daddies.
Are you sure?
We're talking over here, Kim. Go ahead with your story.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're talking about football.
Did you know they're still drafting people? They can't get enough players, and they're still drafting people.
Every time I see something about the draft, I just crack up.
I know.
Crack
I'm glad
up.
You think of me now, too.
I do.
Every year, they're just drafting.
Do you know they wear jock straps under those tight football pants? Ooh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby.
That's new to me.
Ridiculous.
I had no idea.
All right.
I believe you, Josh.
Okay, are you done now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
It's big.
Yeah, it's very big. The structure was made out of rock. Now, the rock itself was shale and sandstone. And the diver noticed it kind of looked like a step pyramid.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, close to this structure, they found also things that looked like columns, only they weren't like when you think of Roman columns, you know, how they are rounded. What's that called?
You're the storyteller. You want us to tell the story?
Divided?
They're round, but they have, like, I don't know. They're rounded on the outside.
Yeah,
it's
the
not just round.
Scallops
it's not smooth. Yes, there we go. We'll say scalloped. It wasn't like that. They were just...
They were toning. I don't know what you're talking about.
They were just kind of like columns.
Basic. Sure.
And they weren't round. They were more square.
Okay.
And then they also found what looked like carvings in some of the rock.
I hate graffiti.
They named this formation Yonagami Monument. Mm. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Mm. Oh, I like it when I find something that you guys have never heard of, because that doesn't happen very often. No. It's also called Japan's Atlantis.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, the million-dollar question is, how did it get there?
Flooding.
Okay, here's a researcher's name. Masaki Kumaro.
Masaki.
That sounds real.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Masaki, right? Umaro. Okay. Mm-hmm. He believes that the structure is a group of monoliths built by humans.
No, Kim, not me Saki tomorrow. You Saki me tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. She's going to laugh at that all the way home.
She's going to edit us next week and send us a clip.
I will giggle all the way home over that one. You're ridiculous. Now, according to Kumaro, it dates back 10,000 years and was once part of the lost continent of Mu. M-U.
Ah.
Mu.
M-U. Mu. Mu. I've got a couple of them. Is that where they're from?
Now, Mu was a mythical continent in the Pacific whose story parallels the myths of Atlantis, supposedly a great earthquake or hurricane or something to that effect.
Angry God.
Submerged the land. So after the people that had lived on this supposed land that was submerged, they, after this earthquake or tsunami or whatever this big event was that happened to sink that land, they scattered all across the earth, founding civilizations, including some of those in ancient Egypt and Maya. Many scholars think that this theory is a fairy tale, though. But Kumara says that he has evidence on why that this is true and that it's not a fairy tale. First, Japanese violet position in the Ring of Fire subjects it to frequent earthquakes and volcano activity.
Mm-hmm.
So they have proof that there's a lot of earthquakes and activity.
Right.
So it could definitely have been something to that effect.
That'll happen.
Japan also suffers from brutal typhoons, which may drive the land underneath the sea. Second, he suggests that the structure possesses possible statues that resemble animals, as well as rock carvings and holes where posts might have been.
Hmm.
Okay. Third, he points out that the structure's straight lines, the sharp corners, and the supposed steps are avenues, canals, and other features.
So it's a whole little city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was kind of... I mean, I've always heard of Atlantis, but I had never heard of this.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of... I actually put a bunch of pictures on our Trello board so that you could see it. And it's very cool looking. It's really neat. Now, some believe that the Jaman people could have built this monument. The Jaman were hunter-gatherers who occupied the area in 300 BC. Now, there is another theory on what it could be, but I'm going to save it for Unmasked.
Mm-hmm. An extraterrestrial alien UFO landing pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's always what it is on Ancient Aliens. This is where the spaceship landed. Right.
I did this theory first just because I kind of like this theory a little bit better than the other one. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It could be either.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good submerged ancient civilization story. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
That one. I mean, there's the one in Lake Michigan. I mean, it's all over the world. There's some fascinating.
Yeah.
I just wish there we was could another dry it up one. Real quick and explore it.
There is another formation like that that's like supposed to be north of it. So, yeah. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, it is.
You paint a picture with words, Kim.
Right. I know. I'm horrible at these. I don't know why you guys had me to do them.
No, you did good.
Because we're tired of doing it.
But
now give us your extra bits.
All right.
Show us your bits, Kim.
Yeah.
All right. Raggy. I actually went on Amazon last night, and they have books of stupid criminals. I'm gonna get a couple books. That way I don't have to look up on the internet all the time. I can look through the books. All right. A man suspected of arson and vandalism sent a selfie to the police in Ohio in the U.S. because he found the photo on his arrest warrant to be unflattering.
Oh, my God. I'd do that, though.
I did this one because we've been to this place. We know where it's at. It's not far. Donald Pugh texted police a photo of himself and wrote, "Here, this is a better photo. That other one is terrible." He told the local radio station, "Man, they just done me wrong. They put a picture out that made me look like a Thundercat or James Brown on the run. I can't do that." Lima Police Department, so this is in Lima, Ohio, responded by saying, "We thank you for being helpful, but now we would appreciate it if you would come and speak to us."
Oh, God.
One of our patrons said that they're from Lima.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
I wonder if they know him.
Oh, maybe.
He was later arrested. Guess where?
Where?
Muncie.
Florida.
Oh. That checks out. That checks out.
That's funny.
I thought that one was pretty funny.
My Lord. Here. Yeah, my mugshot looks ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Switch us out, please.
And it was funny. I'll have to find it again so that I can put it with the episode. But it has his mugshot, and then it has the picture that they had sent, or that he sent them. And he's right. It's a lot better picture. But
well, yeah, it normally is.
But yeah, I thought
your mugshot's not normally
great
photo.
It's not supposed to be flattering. No.
Well, I mean, if I ever get one, I've made the decision I'm going to smile in it. Because if I ever get arrested, it's going to be for, like, you know, public indecency. Or,
that's
you
exactly
know.
What I was thinking. Indecent exposure.
Not on purpose. Only if someone's snoopy. What's that noise coming from the trees?
All right. Now, you guys know it's polite to answer the phone, right?
No.
What's that?
I don't use my phone that.
No, me either.
It could be someone important. You have to answer the phone because it could be somebody important.
They'll text
me.
Like the company that monitors an alarm that was tripped. On the night of his birthday, 47-year-old Christopher Cron broke into a bar in Fort Myers, Florida.
Always Florida.
He was going to steal some liquor. When the alarm company called, he not only answered the phone, but also gave his full name.
Oh, my God.
Because he hadn't hid his face for surveillance cameras or anything.
Oh, no birthmarker.
No birthmarker. The police were able to identify him and arrest him the next day based on video surveillance.
My God.
Ruh-ruh-raggy.
Ruh-ruh-raggy.
I find these just so entertaining. I mean, to be a criminal is not the hardest thing in the world, and they can't even do that.
Right.
Yeah, they are so much fun. There's a bunch of videos and stuff on, too, that's got them on there. And I put one of those videos on the other day and started to watch it. And, oh, my God, I was in tears watching that video.
Would you throw your tissue in the trash? You remind me of our grandma
sitting there just squeezing it.
No.
Yeah. It's for your sweaty palms.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in case I have to bat up my eyeball.
You remind me of our grandma at church in case the Holy Ghost hit her.
Or the preacher. Got to have that. Wipe the sweat off when you...
Amen.
You know, Christ I never Jesus. Understood. And, like, I mean, I've been to a lot of different churches with a lot of different preachers. Why do they do that, you know, when they're preaching? Every human... Yeah. Hetna! 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 Like, scared the hell out of me attention. As a kid. Scared, like, yeah. I'm like... Does he need it? Like, is he seizing?
I think that's like, just how they teach help? Them. And that's how people preach.
It just, that's one
it's
thing that always
awake.
Like, just baffled me. I'm like, why is he yelling at me?
What's he yelling
like,
at
I'm
me?
Just, like, oh, God. Like, calm down.
They don't want you to fall asleep.
That's the definition of preaching, I think.
Oh, just scared the hell out of little gay me.
Not all denominations preach like that.
No. Right.
All preachers preach like
Boy,
that.
Boy, the first time I went to a calm church, I didn't know. I'm like,
what's wrong?
What's going on here?
That preacher ain't preaching.
No one's running around. No one's hooting and hollering. Uh-huh. Like, oh, they're just calmly reading from the Bible.
Oh, this service only lasts 45 minutes?
Oh, my God. Not 2.5 hours?
What's going on here?
Plus Sunday school?
I'm going to get to go to lunch early. Right.
I hated that when the preacher's running over and you're like, we got Captain T's or a buffet to go to and you are holding me up.
We got some Long John Silver's.
Yes. What are you doing?
It's the only way they used to get me to growling. Church. You come to church, we'll go out to eat afterwards. I'm going to get dressed.
Mm-hmm. We don't go to church now.
I was a real chubby teenager, too. Happy day.
All right, Cam, give it to
us. All right. So don't forget to go follow us on all of our social media.
Yeah.
It's Mystery Inc. You could always go to Shane and Josh's rabbit hole on Facebook.
On Facebook,
come play in our hole.
Yep. Go play in the hole.
We have a nice Facebook discussion group. Mm-hmm. We talk about all of our shows, including Mystery Inc.
Yep.
It's quite fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's some new things that's getting ready to happen there through the week. So. Yeah.
Just always be kind and courteous. Right. Or
Please do.
You get the bad Josh.
The band hammer comes down. Have you ever seen the little disclaimer as you join the group? There's a little fun disclaimer I made, like, don't be posting things our grandma wouldn't like to see, or
my gosh, I don't know that I ever read it either.
Oh yeah, you have to read it.
You gotta get out of
that's
here.
Funny.
Yeah, before you join the group, you'll read it.
I mean, I'm already in
the
group.
You've been in
the
group for many years, Kim.
That's probably why I don't remember it, because it's been too long.
Yeah.
All right.
At her age, memories just go out as soon as they come in.
You have no idea.
It's water.
Stupid. It's ridiculous. Don't forget to come to our website. It's mysteryinc.com. You'll find all of our episodes there. Mm-hmm. You can order t-shirts and little dicks and necklaces. And
so this is going to be news to you both.
Oh, shit.
Oh, heavens.
And you know how you both like new things?
And surprises.
We just love surprises.
I'm going to put my foot up your ass. I'm winding it up for you right here.
What did you do?
So I thought it would be fun.
Doubt it.
Doubt it. To have new mugs made. Oh. So okay. I'm having some mugs made by the same person here in town that makes these mugs.
Oh, okay.
The mud mugs?
No. It's a different guy that makes them. So this guy will make these mugs, except they're not going to have this part down here. It's going to be fully glazed.
Oh, okay. Good.
So he makes he makes the entire thing.
It's the perfect background.
Glaze job.
I know.
Of our logo.
And it's going to have our logo.
Oh, fun. On
our new one.
Our full. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I might remove Kim. I don't know. She better
cost too much. Right. It's 50 cents extra. We can't have that. We're on a budget.
But I absolutely love this mug. Like, it is absolutely my favorite mug I've ever had. That's why I use it so much. So I've been using it all the time, and I thought, man, it's such a good mug. And I've had mugs before made through different companies for my other podcast.
Right.
Like, this mug is definitely, like, hands down, like,
so you why know, is you know it so much good, better than the others?
It weighs, like, it's a really nice weight, so it feels really good.
Won't tip over.
Yeah, nothing. Like, feel it. Josh, feel it. Put it in your hand. Isn't that nice? Ooh. It's nice, isn't it? It's a nice weight, so it has a nice clay weight to it. So it's just substantial, and it holds a good amount of coffee.
You and our dad are similar in coffee cups. You remember the one mug he always drank out of growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Similar style to what you like, that brown one.
Well, it's just so nice. I love this little
finger thing.
Yeah.
Are they on there now?
No, not yet.
When will we have them?
They're being made. Well, I'm hoping that it's going to be ready and on the website by the time this comes out.
Oh, we're going to sell them.
Yeah, they're going to be on the website.
Nice.
And Patreon supporters are going to get their little discount.
Awesome.
We could take some of those to CrimeCon with us.
If there is any left.
Yeah, we might sell out.
We might sell out. I'm ordering 50 to start out.
Okay. I've got to get some stuff for CrimeCon. There's a couple ideas I have.
We need to get that figured out.
It's in a month. 1 month.
I know. Do you have anything ordered
yet?
We'll
be a lot closer when this episode comes out.
I gotta get cards and merch.
You know me, Kim. I'm going to wait to the last minute and surprise you.
Oh, my God.
I like to keep her on her toes.
He stresses me out so much. I want to have all of our stuff that we're going to take at least a month in advance. That way we're not stressed about something getting there on time. We've got it all. We've got it all ready. We can get it all packed up. And
I'm going to tell you what my therapist told me. Just appreciate us for who we are, not who you want us to be.
Well, why don't you just handle it this time? Oh, God. There you go.
All right. Now, don't forget to go to the merch store. Get all your Mystery Ink merch. Also, if you've not joined Patreon yet, this is the time to do it. I have a nice, pretty little blanket.
You finished your flower.
I've decided that I'm going to do three in a corner clustered. Mm-hmm. I think that'll make it look the best. I think if we put too many on there, it's going to take too much away from it. They look real groovy. Yeah, they do look real groovy. So I just need to get everything hidden and get those put on it. And hopefully I'll get that done this weekend. And then we can take some pictures to put it on, on the Facebook page and Instagram and that kind of stuff to see what they want to do. I think the way we're going to do it, I told Shane last night, instead of giving it away at like a game or something, I think when we do our live, because like I said, if you have not joined Patreon, now's the time to do it. Because if we had 15 new patrons, we were going to set up a game night. And right now we're at 9. So we need 6 more.
Yeah. So we're getting close.
And instead of giving it away for a game, I think we're going to, whoever comes into the live, we're going to put their name on a ticket and we're going to raffle it. We're going to draw it.
Ooh.
So I think that would be a little more fair because not everybody has super fast internet.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track during a game.
So I think that's how we're going to do it.
So join Patreon and you have a direct line to Kim and you get to help keep an old lady not lonely.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. I love our patrons. Our patrons are so awesome.
It's a fun community.
So much fun in that group. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody else just needs to come on over and enjoy the fun with us.
Come on down.
Yeah. And they get our unmasked episodes.
Yes, unmasked episodes. Yeah.
They get episodes early, don't they?
Yeah. Every Friday, both of our weekly episodes go out early, the week prior to them. Along with the unmasked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And then also May 30th to June 3rd, which when this comes out is going to be three days after this comes out. So we'll be in Nashville for Crime Con. We're super excited and hope that we see everybody there. And then in July, the 12th and 13th, we'll be in Denver for the True Crime Paranormal Festival. And we're super excited. We want to see all of our friends there.
Y'all didn't get no email about what we're supposed to say for that, did you?
I think Josh is getting the emails.
We've got a promo code. There's like,
what's
that?
There was
a whole entire email.
I didn't get an email. I didn't see it.
I bet y'all did. You just did.
It might be going to my spam folder.
That could be. I need to check it.
It's from the lady who puts it all together.
Oh.
I forget her name.
I see. I just been deleting those because we weren't.
It was like, there was like 10 attachments to this email. Like, please say this. And
producer Kim.
We weren't going to do any kind of a panel or anything for it anyway. And I thought that's what they were. So I just was deleting them.
Don't miss out. Get your tickets at truecrimepodcastfestival.com for an unforgettable experience. Use code MYSTERY15 at checkout to save 15% off your ticket price. And let them know we sent you.
There you go.
Awesome.
Check your spam folder.
Glad Josh is on.
You need to send that to me so I can put them at the bottom of my notes.
I got one for all of our podcast. We got to advertise.
What I bet happened is they probably asked me for an email. I was like, put Josh and Kim because Kim will handle it and copy Josh in on it. Yeah, nope, probably. Kim gets it. It's like spam.
Spam.
Trash.
I got like two or three too things about a panel. And I was like, we're not going to do a panel.
She reads the first line. Trash.
There's even visuals for us to put on our social medias.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice to know, Kim?
Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
She's giving me crap because I haven't ordered this stuff for CarnCon yet.
I'll take you out for dinner or lunch sometime for doing my job for me. Thank you.
Kim, did you drop this?
I thought you were already saying, did you hit record? I was starting to come up out of this seat.
All right, guys, we better wrap it up.
All right. Well, we'll catch you on the Unmasked.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We'll catch you
later. Talk at you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.